which the FOP and the police organizations have been fighting because they don't want civilian oversight. We're marching for an end to voter suppression. We support the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, but we also want same-day registration here in New Jersey. We're marching for reparations for African Americans for the enslavement of our ancestors. We're calling on the legislature to pass Bill A711, which would establish a reparations commission similar to H.R. 40, the national reparations bill in Congress, which we also support. And we're marching for economic progress. We feel that $7.25 federal minimum wage is a slave wage, and we want an immediate doubling of the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. And we also want free college for all young people and the abolition of student debt. Those are some of our demands.
What is the response of the governor, of the legislature?
Well, it's not been a great response from the legislature, because the police review board's bill, which is at the top of our list, has wound its way through the legislative process, was released from committee. The only thing remaining is for the Speaker of the Assembly to post it for a vote and the President of the Senate to post the Senate version, S-2963, for a vote. They have refused to do so for months. After they post it for a vote, it then has to be signed by the governor. Now, this is interesting because it came up as an issue in the gubernatorial debate that was held just a couple of days ago. And the governor's response was not the strongest that we anticipated. And so this is why we're marching. We're marching to draw attention to the issue and to put the pressure on the state leadership to pass this bill, because police brutality is a real and serious problem here in the state of New Jersey.
The role of street protests. Larry, you ran against Cory Booker for the senator in New Jersey, yet you remain now in the streets.
Well, absolutely, because we have to use all the methods that are available to us. Yes, I ran for U.S. Senate and got more than 118,000 votes statewide. And we think that was a good start, and we're going to build on that. But we know that electoral politics alone is not enough. In fact, the primary antidote to police brutality is the organized and mobilized people. This is why we have engaged in this 67-mile march through 27 towns over 9 days, which will end in Trenton tomorrow. And when this march is over, we will engage in other street activities, including the National Day Against Police Brutality, October 22nd. We're going to have a rally against Newark with the victims of with the families of the victims murdered by the police.
And we will cover that as well. Larry Hamm, chair of the People's Organization for Progress, speaking to us from the road in New Jersey. That does it for our show. A very happy birthday to Democracy Now!'s Juan Gonzalez. And a happy first birthday to my precious pup, Zazu. She blew in on a nor'easter in December, reunited with her beloved twin brother, Kasha, at 4 months. And yesterday, they came together again to celebrate their first birthday, dancing and prancing in Central Park. Happy birthday, Kasha and Zazu Good Pup. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for two positions, Director of Finance and Administration and a Human Resources Manager. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Teresena, Tammy Warnoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Masood. Special thanks to Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman.
your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this state.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Right, you are listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. In this next hour of classic and traditional blues, I'll be bringing you several fine pre-war tracks, as well as some more contemporary blues music. We're going to hear from the Memphis Jug Band, some fine jug band music from the 1930s. Muddy Waters, recording as he was headed to Chicago in the late 1940s, plus Victoria Spivey, fine lady of the blues, will give us some fine piano and women blues singers. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve, and we're going to hear first from Percy Strother. This is from a release called It's My Time, and the song, It's My Time, Baby, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
I was so in love with you, I just couldn't see the light. But now I'm getting stronger, you can't control me no more. I'ma do as I please, you can't tell me when to come and go. It's my time now, baby, and all I can do is wish you well. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's my time now, baby, and I'm no longer under your spell. Oh, no. Won't make me change my mind. You can't hurt me no more. Now I'm leaving you behind. You know I was in your corner, baby. Your wish was my command. But when I overheard you cheating on the telephone, it was more than I could stand. It's my time now, baby, and all I can do is wish you well. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's my time now, baby, and I'm no longer under your spell. Oh, no. We'll be right back.
change my mind. You can't hurt me no more. Now I'm leaving you behind. You know I was in your corner, baby. Your wish was my command. But when I overheard you cheating on the telephone, it was more than I could stand. It's my time now, baby. And all I can do is wish you well. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's my time now, baby. And I'm no longer under your spell. Oh, no. It's my time now, baby. Do you hear what I say? Oh, yeah. I'ma do my own thing. No more lonely nights. Oh yeah, baby. No more lonely days. Oh no. I'm gonna find me somebody. Yes, it's my time now, baby. Alright. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. It's my time now, baby. You can't hurt me no more. Whoa.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors of the theater may be closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House Cinema is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
Mind. But I made up my mind. take your chances now, baby. Glad you know it's all over between you and me. It's your turn now, baby. You know it's all over between you and me. Oh, baby, and I've been on my mind right now. Oh, baby, it's all over. It's all over. I know she's mine, my baby. She's a good one, my baby. She's a good one, my baby. She's a good one. Thank you.
Music there from Otis Rush. Song is called Three Times a Fool, but I think that's also known as My Babe, She's a Good'un, in parentheses. That's from his Cobra record recordings made 1956 through 1958. Otis Rush right there. Plus we heard from Andrew Big Voice Odom from his release Blues So Good, came out on Evidence Records. Originally, though, through Blues Power Records, I believe. And that was I Made Up My Mind from Andrew Odom here on the Deep Blues Hour. Let's hear next from Snooky Pryor from his 1987 release called Snooky. This is Key to the Highway. Snooky Pryor on the Deep Blues Hour.
I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Every minute in the day, every day in the week, every week in the month, every month in the year, I got the blues so bad. I hardly know my name. Since my daddy went away, I never been the same. I'm like a ship without a sail, like a kite without a tail. I'm like a fish out on dry land. Lord, I need my man. I've got the blues so bad. I'm grieving myself away. Haven't had a bite to eat since the day before yesterday. Now when my man packed up his trunk, I soon got sloppy drunk. But when my man went to go, you don't know, I had the blues so bad. I'll soon look old and gray. Haven't had no brains since the day my daddy went away. Oh, well, I tried to play love fair, but I've been cheated everywhere. Now I got me a different plan. I'm out for anybody's man. I got the blues so bad. I'm grieving myself away. Haven't had a bite to eat since the day before yesterday.
I'm a woodcut man. I cut your wood so easy. I'm a woodcut man. I cut your wood so easy. I cut your wood so easy, baby. Thank you.
Indeed, he is a tail dragger. That's T-Model Ford and his song Woodcutting Man from his album She Ain't None of Yourn. T-Model Ford right there. Plus, we heard from Victoria Spivey from a collection called The Bluesville Years, Volume 8, Rollover Miss Beethoven. It's a good collection of female blues artists from back in the day. That was Got the Blues So Bad from Victoria Spivey. Up next, we're going to hear from Lightnin' Hopkins, recorded in 1973, the album called Double Blues. This is Too Many Drivers. Lightnin' Hopkins on the Deep Blues Hour.
Baby, you got too many drivers. Lord, when you ain't got but just one wheel. Baby, you got too many drivers. Oh, Lord, when you ain't got but just one wheel. Yeah, you know things look mighty funny when two men's, oh Lord, is driving your little automobile. Yeah, you know I'd rather be rolling down. I'd be rolling down off a sandy hill. Yeah, you know I'd rather be rolling down. I'd rather be rolling down a sandy hill. Then I know you got so many drivers, and you ain't got but one little wheel. Set and sell your little automobile. Yes, you ought to go ahead on, woman, and sell your little automobile. Yes, you know, out of all of them drivers you got, you lucky if you don't get someone killed.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. back down south. Child, don't you wanna go? Woman, I'm trouble. I be all ruined mine. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard Lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble. I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Baby. Doorbell ring, looking for my baby. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Woman, I was trouble. I was all wood mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep on. Well, I know my little baby, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all ruined by. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep from dying.
Woke up this morning, found my baby gone. Woke up this morning, found my baby gone. I didn't have nobody, no one to talk to me. Such a blue Monday morning, woke up and found my baby gone. Such a blue Monday morning, woke up and found my baby gone. I didn't have nobody even down to talk to me. Please, somebody try and help me find my baby soon. Cause I ain't got nobody keep me company.
A tune from one of the more prolific of blues recording artists. That was John Lee Hooker, and a song called Blue Monday on a 1963 record called Don't Turn Me From Your Door. Before John Lee Hooker, we heard from Muddy Waters, and that was his tune from 1948 called I Can't Be Satisfied from Muddy Waters. Up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, we're going to hear from Lucille Hegeman. This is some fine pre-war blues recorded in 1925. This is called Every Time I Pick a Sweetie. That's right, Lucille Hegeman here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Speedy Delivery, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy Delivery to you.
I've been drinking all night long, baby. Mama, I ain't gonna drink no more. I've been drinking all night long, baby. Mama, I ain't gonna drink no more. I could just tell if I drink any more corn liquor. Oh, she don't want me no more. I'll pack your suitcase, mama. I'm gonna throw it over the fence. I'll pack your suitcase, baby. I'm gonna throw it over the fence. Oh, Lord, you don't need no telling, baby. Mama, cause she got plenty of sin. I told you to stay away my window, baby. Mama, don't knock at my own back door. I told you to stay away my window. Babe, don't knock at my own back door. How Lord, you don't need no telling, mama. Babe, cause you already know.
We go on an old southern rag. We out there in all that cotton fields. We them people plant all that rice. We sugar cane. And peas and so forth grow. Yeah, man, I want a match from you for lighting my pipe, yeah. Go on, old Geechee. I ain't studying about you. No, I know you had to study me now. When you get my rice, though, I bet you study me then. Bet you that. Let's meet me at the end of the row now. I show you how to pick this cotton. Either dig potato, either one. Strip more raw sugar cane than you strip in 10 years. Now we gonna do the dance now. They call it the Geechee dance. I'm gonna give you some music you call the Geechee music now. I'll get away from you, them. Cause I'm gonna grab them directly and gonna take them everywhere but loose. You better get that thing fixed just like this now, cause I'm gonna stop.
A fine tune there from Blind Blake, entitled The Southern Rag, from a Yazoo collection of his best of recordings there from Blind Blake. Plus, we also heard from the Memphis Jug Band, with an early recording of theirs called the Evergreen Money Blues from about the 1926 era, I think. It's off of a disc called State of Tennessee Blues that Memphis Archive Records put out. They're of the Memphis Jug Band. All right, let's hear now just a few last tracks for to end up this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's see, we've got Ike Cossey coming up, a little song called Ike's Blues, plus Chris Kane is going to wrap us up with My Mood. But first, we're going to hear from the one and only Lead Belly, otherwise known as Huddy Ledbetter. This is the Dallas and Fort Worth Blues from the Rounder disc called The Titanic. Lead Belly here on the Deep Blues Hour.
The boat was blue in Dallas, hard to see. And the boat was blue in Dallas, hard to see. Can't keep my woman, Lord, from worrying me. He laid off a dreaming, I just can't see. Hit it on for dreaming and I just can't sleep for crumb. I just can't wear that black woman over my mind. Now, but don't go crazy, hon, I'll go stone blind. Give her my money, she give it to her brand new man. By the boat was blue, the Dallas hard to see. Got the boat was blue, the Dallas hard to see. Can't help but thinking, do that woman love me? So glad, hon, that I can see. Baby, I'm so glad, hon, that I can see. Mama, you can't make no fat my part of me. But the won't need woman to be like Jesse Jane. Take 2 or 3 shootouts and rob some fashion train. If you want me, woman, it's too like Jesse Jane. If you want me, woman, it's too like Jesse Jane. But to pack your suitcase and find your brand new man. And the phone was blue, the dad is hard to see. The dad is hard to see. Can't keep that black woman hard from worrying me. Thank you.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
attention, everybody. We're going to roll back the carpet and have an old-fashioned monster shindig. So, all you card-carrying monsters, grab a ghoul friend and get ready to do a twist, a surf, a wild watusi, a frug, or a swingin' halligalli.
This is starting off with a kabang, or it's actually starting off with Weird Beard by the Exotics. Listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And what a special Halloween show we got for you today, or at least I have for you today. This is interesting. This is all Halloween surf music. Okay, you guys all tuned out. Cool. Just the cool folks are hanging in there. So the neat thing is, I made the most of this playlist, I would say, 20 years ago, all through the, I think it was 1998 through 2012. I was the DJ at Cedar Point Halloween Weekends. So I did all the Halloween, actually the band, I was in a band that played there, and I emceed this parade they had there. And but I DJed Saturdays and Sundays, and maybe some Friday nights when it was rainy and the band couldn't play. So the neat thing is, I made this playlist, and you're going to hear it in its entirety. There's two sections to it, and it is all, I forget exactly the order of stuff, so you're not going to hear a playlist of what's happening. You're going to experience it just as if you were at Halloween Weekends in Cedar Point all through the 90s and 2000s. It's the Ventures and the Fathoms and Satan's Pilgrims and just a whole variety. A lot I can't really remember, but we're going to dig right in. This is going to be awesome. And then we're going to fast forward 20 years after that. And the release I came out with last Halloween, actually not Halloween, but just around that time, I came out with a CD called Halloween Beach Party. And it has Ver the Go-Go on there. And so as I traveled across the country, I was in a bunch of different bands. In Seattle, I was in a band called the Space Needles. We're going to play some of that. And in Pittsburgh, Ver the Go-Go, the Legion of the Incredibly Strange Superheroes in the 2000s. And the Surfaholics, when I was in Ohio, that band, and I think King Dapper Combo, all my Halloween bands that did surf music. So let's just dig right in. We are going to be doing, let's start right off way, way, way back. And this is how I always started my place. And one of the reasons why I played so much surf music and instruments.